from our Los Angeles studios every night on The Insider and every Tuesday on the TJMS. Kevin Frazier, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. And I got to tell you, I'm a little tired because I was up late last night looking at, understanding, digesting, texting back and forth with Deion Sanders last night. This situation that's going on in his house is out of control. It really is.
And you and Deion are boys.
Yeah, and you know, and this is the interesting thing, and I want everybody to understand this. I am friends with Deion. I have known him for years since he played for the Cincinnati Reds. He has allowed me to be around him and see how he conducts himself in his life. And so I will tell you right now, Deion Sanders is not one for madness. He always tries to stay away from the madness. But the situation with Deion and Pilar has gotten out of control. Well, it bubbled over last night when he started tweeting. And just to catch everybody up, he started tweeting at 6:15 p.m. last night, "Pray for me and my kids now. They just witnessed their mother and a friend jump me and in my room. She's going to jail. I'm pressing charges." He then tweeted a picture of the boys filling out a police report. Pilar Sanders was arrested. Her mugshot is everywhere on the web. She was released from jail on a $264 bond after being charged with domestic violence. And the situation really has spiraled out of control. Now, you were about to ask a question, Tom. Go ahead.
Yes. You said that Deion is a reasonable person.
Yes.
Then why doesn't Deion move out the house while he gets a divorce?
And I'm going to tell you right now, that will be my next suggestion to Deion. He later also tweeted that he is concerned for his family. And he told, because last night Deion had a charity event to go to and went to that charity event. And he told a local Texas station, I'm quoting here, "My kids, they are scared for their life. They just saw two women jump their dad in their own house, in his room, in my room. I'm sad. I got locks on the doors right now. Is somebody going to have to die? Is it going to be me before the court does something and get this woman out of my house? It's absurd." At this point, Deion needs to leave the house. Because here's what everybody has to understand. The lawsuits and all that and everything that's going on, I told you this once before, this thing comes down to a prenuptial agreement. Pilar Sanders is not going to get the motherload of money that she wants or needs to live on. He has an airtight prenuptial. It's a done deal. It's never going to change. And so at some point, things are going to get out of control because really this is a cut and dry case. And both people have kind of dug their heels in the sand, but nothing's going to change. His prenup is airtight. She's only going to get X amount of dollars. That's it. There's no more to argue about. And I think that's why this situation is getting dangerous. Get the kids out of there now. He's a great father.
You haven't recommended that he just get up and leave the house with the boys? You haven't said that to him?
Tom, I'm going to tell you why. Because, I mean, I see Deion a lot. And I was, you know, it seemed like he was handling the situation, and you know they were handling the situation. As I've told you guys before, Pilar's been shopping an interview for a long time, and nobody's really biting on that Pilar interview. Nobody wants that big Pilar exclusive because I think everybody understands the situation. So it didn't seem like it was getting out of control. Yes, they had the one altercation,
but
it seemed like
I'm gonna
tell you something. It seemed like after the Aunt Laura thing, cooler heads had prevailed and everybody had stopped the madness. And it was like, okay, let's just do what's right for everybody. We called the police. That this was out of control. And Deion was like, this is out of control.
And this isn't helping his school either. I mean,
it's not helping the school. It's not helping the situation. But you know what's most important thing and the thing I care most about? His children.
His children at all. I mean, this is all over the news. And you know how mean children can be at school? And these children are going to have to hear from their schoolmates. And it's...
And not to mention the trauma that could stay with them for years.
When, if he has an airtight prenup, just go file for divorce, move out the house.
Which happened.
And then she'll have to move out the house. Meanwhile, you don't have all this drama in front of your kids.
I will talk to him and I will come back on. And make sure you tune into The Insider tonight. But I will be back once I talk to Deion.
All right.
I promise.
Kevin Frazier. Gotta be there at the top of the hour. You've got 5 minutes.
It's the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
This is WKJS Richmond.